I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It is Friday, day 9, with no electricity on the U.S. island of Puerto Rico. There are long lines for what little fuel is left, and containers full of aid supplies are sitting in the port of San Juan, but they're not being delivered. In his speech today, President Trump explained that helping Puerto Rico is especially difficult.
This is an island surrounded by water, big water, ocean water.
Trump insisted that supplies are getting through, but Puerto Rico, he said, will have to figure out its own long-term plan.
Ultimately, the government of Puerto Rico will have to work with us to determine how this massive rebuilding effort will end up being one of the biggest ever, will be funded and organized, and what we will do with the tremendous amount of existing debt already on the island.
A week ago, Friday, September 22nd, we spoke with Alfredo Richner. This was just after Hurricane Maria tore through the island. Alfredo is a journalist based just outside of San Juan, and he told us what it was like that moment when Maria hit.
It's just a battery of different sounds. Clangs, the rain pelting against your windows. It's quite unnerving, and it goes on for like over 12 hours.
Alfredo Richner joins us once again to help us see how the island is recovering. First of all, Alfredo, a week after we spoke now, how are you and your family doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. My family as well. We've been able to stay safe for the past week or so. And we have water, and I still have my internet signal on the phone. So, yeah, I'm doing much better than most of the people on the island.
And now a week on, have you and your family developed any kind of new routines, you know, dealing with this new normal?
Definitely. Basically, the whole day goes by, like, doing these simple errands, right? So today I need to get some medicine for one of my uncles, and that'll take me a little bit. And my brother did a 7-hour line for gas yesterday so that my mother could get that medicine to them today.
How are people paying for things right now? Are you able to get money out of ATMs? Are they operational?
Yeah, they're some of them are operational, not in all parts of the island. So what I'm hearing, for example, in like the central mountain area, people are just, you know, opening their restaurants and helping to feed their neighbors. But here we have access to ATM machines, and, you know, there's a hour-long wait maybe, or a few hours. So you need to plan out your day. Around my area, it's getting a little bit easier. Lines are a little bit quicker, but, and I need to really stress this out, around the island, the situation is much more complex and dire.
President Trump is planning to visit Puerto Rico next Tuesday. Is there anything that you would like to tell him, or anything in particular that you would like to see from him?
Well, maybe a little bit less tweeting about the NFL and more of a humane attitude towards what's being lived here on the island right now. I don't think it's time to be, you know, doing accounting and talking about our debt. And I would hope for him to take into consideration what the GOP leaders in the Senate, John McCain and Mike Lee, have proposed in terms of waiving permanently the Jones Act.
How did that feel, Alfredo, when in the middle of the storm, President Trump called out Puerto Rico for its debt to Wall Street?
It's insulting. You know, it angers us. It's perplexing, but at the same time, it's, you know, it's par for the course. It's what we already expect from him.
Alfredo, finally, the Pentagon, as you may have heard, has named a general to head up recovery efforts now in Puerto Rico, and the Pentagon's also going to provide some personnel for that effort to help out FEMA. Have you seen any Department of Defense people or military yet?
Yeah, I saw some military trucks, I think, taking either water supplies or diesel, driving their trucks around. I've seen some military airplanes getting into the island, and some personnel assisting the lines where people, when people are going to purchase gas, you know, that there's long, real long lines forming. So they're being assisted to keep order.
Well, Alfredo, thank you very much for being with us. We'll check in with you next week, and good luck, and know that a lot of people on the mainland are thinking about you.
Thank you.